I spoke with Mr. Sutherland's wife this afternoon, and she kind of gave me the rundown of what happened with his health issues. She said he wasn't feeling well on Monday morning, and so they went into the hospital, and doctors ran the tests that they run, and they found out that he had some blockages near the heart, and determined that they needed to go into surgery, and I guess they scheduled that for Tuesday. At that point, he underwent a quadruple bypass heart surgery, and came through that fine. Obviously, it's a long recovery period for this type of thing, and he's apparently in good spirits and is doing well. And she wanted me to iterate to everyone that they thank everyone in the community, anyone who's left a message on Facebook, who's sent them text messages, sent them phone messages. The thoughts and prayers that they've received, they're much appreciated. And she said that they're very pleased with the St. Joseph staff as well, that they've been fantastic to work with and that they've provided some great health care for Mr. Sutherland. And they did say because the doctors have ordered rest at this time, that they still can't have visitors at this point. But that he is looking forward to getting home and then, of course, getting back up here to the city of Bryan business as well. So that's the latest update that we have.
And from a council procedural standpoint, then it'll be a maximum of 6 members until Mr. Sutherland returns?
Sure, yeah. We would still have a quorum with those, we would have a quorum with less than 6 even. But right, yeah, he will... whenever he comes back, he'll be welcomed back, but until then, council can officially still proceed with business.